State Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, who represents parts of Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer counties, made the controversial remarks while answering a question about comments that Cuomo acted like a dictator when he expedited the passage of a sweeping package of gun control policy last month using a so-called message of necessity.
When you throw a bill at us in 20 minutes, and with the Senate had for 20 minutes, we couldn't get the bill printed. We had been there since 9 a.m. It's now 11 at night. And we're told basically to shut up and vote. And that's what this is all about. Just don't question it, just vote. That's basically the message here. If that's not dictatorial, I don't know what is. Hitler would be proud. Mussolini would be proud of what we did here. Moscow would be proud. But that's not democracy. So I don't even know how you question whether that's not dictatorial or not. That's absolutely dictatorial.
Hours later, amid reports that his fellow Republican state lawmakers thought the remarks were inappropriate, McLaughlin released a video apology in which he said he had called Governor Cuomo to personally apologize.
I made an analogy that I should not have made, and I'm very, very sorry about that. I've called the governor to apologize. He did not deserve that. That wasn't fair of me to do. So I apologize to the governor and to all of you for doing that. It was the wrong analogy to make.
McLaughlin made the comment at a press conference with Assemblymen Jim Tedisco and Tony Jordan and State Senator Greg Ball, advocating for a New York State Government Transparency Act, which the lawmakers said would stop what they described as the abuse of the use of messages of necessity and prevent legislative action between midnight and 8 a.m. Patrick Donjes, WAMC News.